Hello and welcome to today's episode. It is episode 200 of the Adam and Fitness podcast. It's a very special one because of that. And the last episode we got with Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul prediction and thoughts, that was one of the most recent viewed videos, and it did pretty well, so thank you for that. We've also got over 2,200 plays, which is fantastic. And similar to the end of last year, we've had great progression for this year. So thank you everyone who's listening. As you know, on this podcast, we like to talk about many different lifestyles and philosophies. And the most recent guest that we had, Natalie, who talked about health and fitness, consciousness and whatnot, was very interesting. And we've got another guest on today. Her name is Hannah. And I'm not going to talk too much because I don't want to talk for her. We've got her on the podcast today to talk about her lifestyle, what she does, and hopefully it gives you a new perspective that you might not have been aware of. If it does interest you, you can go and pursue that type of lifestyle. So Hannah, very much deep welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, brilliant. So yeah, Hannah, we got you on today. And I don't really know much about you. And I think that it would be a shame not to know much about you. So I think because when you first mentioned that you have this lifestyle of like hiking and whatnot, tell the audience, what got you into that sort of lifestyle?
So I grew up in Devon for a bit of context. So very used to kind of being outdoors. What we're talking about today is the hiking retreat that we have started. And thus, I guess for me, it was the importance of being outside, mental health awareness and like finding ways to help our own mental health is huge, and so important. And for me, I guess more recently, I've realized and learned that getting out and about, whether that's just a little walk or a big hike, is really, really helpful for me. So I went to a hiking retreat last year, and that kind of has just had a knock-on effect to what we have now.
Yeah, definitely. I read something that if you go out in like nature or something, it's almost impossible not to be depressed, because it's something about, I don't know the full facts, but it's something about the natural environment. I think because we have so much stimulation with technology, for example, we've sort of very fastly gotten away from the very natural lifestyle. And that has taken very unprecedented effects on our brain, which we're not used to, you know? So, right. So you started this lifestyle. Was it like, because you mentioned that you took one trip, I think it was to Benidorm, and that is what ticked the box for you? Is that right?
It was definitely not Benidorm, it was Ibiza.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Benidorm trip was a whole other thing.
All right. So tell us what happened in Ibiza then.
Friends that were engaged with it, and this hiking retreat came up.
Yeah.
I'm definitely someone to kind of say yes to any adventure anyway, but this came up and it looked incredible. And it's a hiking retreat in, I don't think they actually market themselves as a hiking retreat, it's just a retreat in Ibiza, with daily walks at a beautiful villa. You have some classes, some yoga, some workouts, amazing food, and obviously guaranteed great weather. I really recommend checking it out for anyone who wants a retreat abroad. They're called Footloose Ibiza, and they just absolutely nail everything. And I went with a friend of mine and met a couple of other people there that I knew already, and ended up building some really amazing connections with the other people that were there.
Yeah.
So it was just a really nice opportunity to experience that kind of thing. I'm normally used to traveling alone. So to do something like this was quite unusual for me, and when I say alone, I mean like to go on my own and meet people and move around. It was really nice to be in one place.
Yeah.
All quite like-minded people, all there for the same purpose. And yeah, it was just beautiful, and it kind of unlocked something within me and really made me realise how important it was to me to have that daily movement, and also how much I enjoy walking. I've always known I do, but it was just great for kind of unlocking that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's interesting, isn't it, how one moment can like spark a interest which you now want to do for maybe years, or maybe incorporate as part of your lifestyle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think as well that with the Footloose, by the way, we'll definitely put that in the link. But I think it's really interesting how you mentioned that you would go traveling by yourself. And I don't know if you've seen, but it was a podcast that I did at the end of 2022. Basically, I spent a week where I spent 4 days in Naples, Italy, and 3 days in Porta Delgada by myself. And I did the exact same thing as you did, where I met a bunch of random people, people from Germany, USA, South America, all in Italy. And because you have... Exactly. And because you have so many interests, you want to, you know, you talk to each other, you're interested in each other, you have drinks with each other. And
you learn from each other.
Yeah, you do. You learn about the culture, you learn about, and it is interesting about culture because you realize that in Britain, for example, because we're very, because we can often be up our own asses, so to speak, we often think that our way is the right way. And then you hear like Germany and their culture and you realize that we've got a lot of work to do. But anyway, it's interesting nonetheless. Another question I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned that you traveled by yourself and that was often the main approach. But for your new journey that you have planned, are you still planning to go by yourself or do you have anyone in mind?
As in to join the retreat?
Yes.
We have a mix of groups of friends coming, a couple of people who are coming, I don't want to say alone, they're coming solo, and they're definitely not going to be alone when we're there.
Yeah.
And we have couples coming as well. So we have a really nice mix, and it's definitely open to people coming on their own, for sure. And that's what's really nice about these kind of things, is you have a safe space. The particular house that we've chosen for this May retreat is huge. So we're definitely going to have activities together, but there's also going to be time and space. I know for me, like, I'm a really social person and I love meeting people and getting to know new people, but it's also equally important for me to have a bit of downtime.
Yeah.
So if I was a guest for this kind of retreat, I absolutely would be taking a book and finding one of the gorgeous little corners in the house and just hiding away, whether that's with a cup of tea, a glass of wine, a book, or maybe just having some one-on-one time with someone else that I'm meeting there. Or even just heading off into the village. So the first retreat is based in Painswick, which is gorgeous. So if anyone does want time to themselves, they can go and have a mooch around. But equally, we're going to be there the whole time, of course. And it's really nice. I think it's a really good challenge for anyone who maybe isn't used to doing things kind of on their own or with new people. What's really nice about doing something like this as well, we're definitely open to anyone and everyone. We tend to get kind of like-minded people, you know, people who are focused on getting out and about, or people who just want a break, people who enjoy nature. So it hopefully enables a really safe space for people to feel comfortable. And that's really important for me to be able to facilitate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, I didn't know that it was that open to many people and the opportunities, so that's great to hear. And okay, another question is, what, obviously you planned this and you've had some particular journeys where you, with your travels, has there been any struggles while trying to plan this and thinking about this?
I think what's been really weird for me with this is it's just felt really natural and really normal.
Okay.
It's I meant mentioned it to, I have an amazing friend I should definitely mention, and that's Jarelle. She came with me to the Ibiza retreat, and this kind of came about from us coming back talking about it. You know, when you come back from a holiday and you just kind of say like, oh, I wish that was my life all the time.
Yeah.
And Jarelle has facilitated and supported this happening. She's going to be joining us on all of the retreats as well, and hosting with me. But she's been an amazing support, as have lots of other people, and the whole process has felt very easy. It's come very naturally to me. I'm always very active on social media. My personal page is one thing, but I've created different pages for different things. So being active on social media is not alien to me. I speak a lot about mental health on one of my other Instagram pages. So that felt very natural, to kind of share updates, have myself in the pictures and videos, sharing where we're going and what we're doing. I would say probably the biggest struggle has been, there's two things maybe. One is imposter syndrome, me thinking, who the hell am I to be doing this? Why are people going to want to come with me? And the second struggle is, I really hate being a burden on people, and I also don't like asking people for money.
Oh, right.
So when it comes to asking people to pay their deposit, or to confirm their booking, I definitely need to work on setting clear boundaries, and making sure that everything is super clear.
Be a bit firmer.
Just kind of managing that side of things, because do you know what, to be honest, if I could give it to everyone for free, I absolutely would, and maybe one day I'll get to a place where that would be possible. Right now it's not, but I would say that's probably one of my challenges. Now, I absolutely know that the value of this one in May, it is absolutely worth every single penny. I have no doubt about that. But it still doesn't change the fact that I just don't like asking anyone for any money ever, for anything. I find it quite awkward and quite uncomfortable, but that's a personal thing for me to get over.
Yeah. Is that because you feel like you're doing something wrong?
When I sit down and I think about it rationally, like I said, this is worth it and more. What people are paying for this, it is, it's definitely value for money.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think when people are more forthcoming, it's clearer, everything's nice and smooth, and I kind of beat around the bush a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's just some personal work I'm very aware of that I need to work on. But in terms of the challenges of kind of setting this up, we're in the early stages, and so far it's been a very, very positive experience. It come at a time where I've needed something to focus on anyway, with other things happening in my personal life. So it's been a really nice kind of project to work on.
Yeah. That's really interesting. I think that's, it's interesting how you have that high interest to want to travel, but you also have that element of sort of like I'd say, maybe not a lack of self-worth, but there's a fear that you might upset someone or let someone down. But you sort of got to have that sort of level of assertiveness and firmness to say, right, nothing's free in life. If you want to do this, you have to be willing to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. What has been some of your greatest moments in traveling, like all the traveling?
Building connections and relationships and friendships with people all over the world. I'm very, very lucky that I've been able to meet lots of different people and maintain those relationships with a diverse group of people that if I wasn't traveling on my own, I probably never would have the opportunities to meet. So that really is the best thing about it.
All right, great. And sort of off topic, but what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is disappointing people. For sure. Whether that's to do with the retreats or in life in general.
Yeah.
I want to show up as my best self for myself, but also for the other people in my life, whether that's a guest on the retreat or a friend or family member.
Right.
I want to be able to reciprocate the love and support that I receive for other people. So yeah, my biggest fear is not being able to do that in the right way for others.
And why are you scared about that? Is it because that they won't see you the way that you wish to? Is it because that you might break or like ruin the relationship or damage it?
Oh, you're hitting me with the hard questions. I think it's because people deserve to be loved and cared for, and I would hate the thought of not showing up properly, and maybe that's a fear of losing friendships and relationships. I'm very blessed that I have lots of friendships and relationships and wonderful people in my life, but that doesn't devalue any of them. I just want the people that are in my life to feel happy and feel loved.
Okay, and this isn't a dig at your answer, it's just
Go for it. just
an open question. Like I said, this is just grabbing your thoughts, but do you think everyone is worthy of like love and respect? Do you think you should do that to just anyone?
I think everyone that I choose to be in my world
is
worthy of my love and respect.
Yeah.
I do also think the world would be a better place, without sounding too woo-woo here, if we all just respected each other at least. We don't have to love everyone, but let's just respect. Most people, like, this is such a big topic,
and it's probably
a podcast on its own.
Yeah.
While I do have lots of people in my life, I also am very picky, and the people that I do choose to be in my life, absolutely do deserve my love and respect. There's a reason that they're there.
Yeah.
And it's because they're good people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't tolerate anything less than that. So, yes.
Yeah, I think that's a really lovely answer, because you are right that you should respect everyone, because despite difference of opinions, we're all human, we all bleed the same blood, and you know, you got to ask yourself, who are you to judge that person and think that that person should be a particular way to what you wanted to be? That's so selfish if you think about it, right? So you got to have you can have your own opinions, and you should definitely love and respect certain people more than others, but have a general certain level of respect to maybe not everyone, but most people in the world, you know.
We also haven't walked in everybody's shoes.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think until you either experience the same things or are able to sit down with someone you maybe don't agree with and really hear their experiences,
yeah,
got them to where they are, I really feel like none of us are in a place to judge.
Yeah, definitely. I think maybe a good example is, so I'm in Wales, Cardiff, and I don't know what it's like where you live, Hannah, but there's often a lot of homeless people in town, and there's always not like everyone, but there's always a few people who make some bad comments about them. And I think that you would never be able to contemplate how difficult life is sitting outside in the cold every single day, only having clothes and a blanket and not being able to even afford food, and that you have to go out and beg, and then you have to sleep in the night, and you'll be profoundly lucky to get any sort of accommodation. And if you don't, you're out in the cold, and you're more than likely going to sleep in your clothes. You might get lucky to get a blanket, but you probably won't. And God forbid, if it rains, you're having the worst sleep. Like, you're not even going to sleep. And in Wales, that happens a lot. So the problem is that we have so many things happening in our lives and so many problems that we don't think about that, you know?
Sure. I don't quote me on this, but I believe two of the homeless support networks were closed down here in the last few years. We have a lot of homeless people here.
Right.
They're all struggling. And I think I would like to think that we can all empathize with people in that scenario.
Yeah.
One, we're very grateful that we're also not there ourselves. But this is another difficult conversation. I've probably got some more things to say about it if I was prepared. But who are we to judge? We don't know the circumstances that got that person there. And I also think that if you're saying that people are making perhaps some unsavory comments to those people, I'm not really sure what purpose that serves. I would probably challenge the people that are making those comments on why they feel the need to do that.
I think you got the nail on the head there. I think, you are right. It's a really good point. There's no need for it. Okay, so, that was a bit off topic then, but you said a really good point about respecting people and your personal value of having the people in your life, respect them and appreciate them. And of course, how it's one of your biggest fears. And I think that having a fear for not letting others down exactly shows a lot of your character, that you are quite a very selfless person, which is a very good trait, especially long term, you know? Yeah. So we're just coming up to near the end of the podcast now. And you've answered a lot of questions, but I'm wondering if, because you're getting onto this journey, and I know you're early into it, but have you got any advice for people listening who want to try this hiking / traveling lifestyle?
Yeah, I think I thought about this question when you first sent it through, and it isn't even specific to the hiking or traveling, but it's just about trying new things until you find your thing. I knew I had to keep going until I found what it was. And the reason I know that this is the right thing for me now, I mean, come back in 12 months and we'll see where we're at, but the reason this feels so good to me right now is that it feels so natural. Like, I found my thing. Going away and traveling on my own feels very natural. I had to do it a lot or try different things to get to that point. So my biggest advice, I think, would just be open to different opportunities, and when things come up, be curious about everything. Ask questions. People love talking about themselves or their experiences. Exhibit A right here. Be curious and say yes to as many things as possible.
All right, cool. That's a really good answer. Okay, right, and we're just coming up to the end now. So Hannah, where can they find you? I know you said some names earlier.
Is Instagram, which is Cotswolds Hiking Retreat. We also have a Facebook page with the same name, and on TikTok, I think it's Cotswolds Hiking. I'll have to double check. But yeah, that's it. We're also on LinkedIn. So yeah, we're also open to corporate events as well. I think it would be a great kind of reward system for people that are working hard, being really successful, just to take a break away in nature.
Yeah. Wow. I on LinkedIn as well. I think that's a smart idea. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. Well, what we'll also do, Hannah, is you mentioned you had a Linktree, so make sure to send that over so we can put that in the comment section as well. But yeah, definitely have a look. I know Hannah has some other pages, and she did mention a lot of useful links if you do want to travel. So we'll put that into the episode as well. But thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate it. Episode 200. Thank you, Hannah, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And I will say this, Hannah, is there like a thought or a quote that you might want to say right now? No pressure.
Oh, that is pressure. a thought or a quote.
Yeah, or like an idea, something that's been on your mind.
I guess it goes back to what we were talking about before. Be curious, say yes to everything. find your team, find your family, find your people.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Find your tribe.
Lovely. Your tribe. Be curious. Say yes to everything. There we go. That's my closing statement.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Hannah, for coming to the episode. This is a really interesting lifestyle. I have seen a bit about this, so I definitely wanted to get it on the podcast. But make sure to subscribe, make sure to follow Hannah on all platforms, and we'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye for now.